Welcome to the iBug Buzz. iBug is the blind users group and is dedicated to helping those in the blind, visually impaired community become more proficient using iOS devices such as the iPhone, iPad, and all iOS-assisted software programs and devices. More people in the blind community are finding these devices accessible and useful tools in their daily lives. The mission of the Blind Users Group is to promote the individual independence, social integration, and educational development of the blind and visually impaired community across the country through accessible technology. Welcome to this week's edition of the iBug Buzz.
Okay, Brad, we're going to get ready for our iBug Bite segment. What you got for us?
Getting ready to get ready, right?
Uh-oh.
Fixing
to get ready to get ready. Okay, let's go for it.
Something like that. All right. Tonight we're going to address a question that has been asked a number of times on the Monday Night Buzz Call. Is how do I mute text message alerts that just keep coming at me and I want them to be quiet? So we're going to look at that. It's really pretty simple. Once you find it, you're going to go, oh my God, why didn't I know that? So let's see. I'm going to unlock my trusty iPhone.
2015.
Hopefully. Everyone can
messages.
Hear it. Can you hear that, Sandhya? Because guess what?
Sandhya Rao. 2001.
I'm going
to actions available.
Yes.
I'm going to share how to mute messages from Sandhya. No, actually, I just put her at the top of the list. So my magician's assistant. So here we go. We're going to use your rotor. Should be by default on actions. If it isn't, well, I'll air in a second how to check. But I put my focus.
Sandhya Rao, 2001.
On the text
actions
message
available.
I would like to mute, and I am going to flick up. I'm going to flick up several times. Be careful and listen to what you're on so you don't accidentally do something you didn't mean to do, like delete it. So here we go. I'm going to go up once.
Drag item.
Drag it. Move it to another place.
Delete.
Nope, don't want to delete it.
Hide alerts.
Hide alerts. Now, while I'm on hide alerts, I'm going to do a one-finger double tap. And it didn't say nothing, but if I flick again.
Delete. Show alerts.
Show alerts. That tells me what it will do when I double tap. So now if I double tap, I will get the alerts.
Delete. Hide alerts.
See, I'm toggled between hide alerts. Now, when I sit here and tap on it, it doesn't say it. That's weird. It used to do that. I guess that's another iOS 17.4 bonus feature. It doesn't tell you.
Delete. Hide alerts.
Okay, so it.
Mark is unread. Show alerts.
Alert is hidden. So when I get a text message from Sandhya, I will not hear the alert. Now, of course, when this is done, I'm going to go change that back because you know I want to get alerts from Sandhya. But anyway, you might have a group. You know, a lot of times we have group text messages. And, you know, we've had people asking about that because someone gets started in a group and there's four or five people in the group and they're going back and forth and you just don't have time to respond to all those alerts and you don't even want to hear them. Well, now you know this is where you can go to silence those alerts. And that's the demo, short and sweet. But that question has come up a number of times. So, do we have any questions on that? Speak now or wonder forever.
All right. Do we have any questions for Brad on this topic?
This is Paul.
Go ahead, Paul.
So just to be clear, if you have, hide an alert for an individual, just the only other person in the group on the text. So anything from that person is going to be muted until you unmute it.
Correct. If she's not going to get the alert.
Yeah. Okay. If she's in it, let's say it's still Sonia, but there's three people in the group.
You muted the whole group.
You muted by
I would have gone to the group. All. Say my group might have, you know, my brothers, sisters, my cousins, the whole family group. And unless I've named it family group, it's going to list everybody's name, assuming that they're in my contacts. If they're not my contacts, it's going to say a phone number. But if you mute that group, then you have muted the entire group, not just one person in the group. In this case, I just put a text, a message from Sandhya up at the top of the list and used her as my demo person.
This is Sandhya.
Go ahead, Sandhya.
So if Apple is listening, that would be cool if you could just mute one annoying person, right?
That would be. That would be.
Maybe in 17.5, who knows?
Yeah, maybe. You can write, I'm sure if you write Apple accessibility and say, or just apps of support at Apple, they will get right on it. It'll be in the next update.
Okay.
This is Shrek.
They're very responsive. Go ahead.
Marianne, I have a question, please.
Yeah.
You said you access this by your rotor. I
vertical
used to be able to
5 pages, 0%.
Get the rotor with the going clockwise with three fingers. I can't do that anymore.
Two fingers.
How else?
It's like two fingers, it's like you're turning a dial. See, I'm going to do it right here.
Right.
Words.
It doesn't happen
speaking
to my
read.
Phone
60
anymore.
Volume, 100%. Headings.
It should be there. That makes it go away or turns it off. I mean, a lot of people have trouble with the rotor, and there's lots of different ways that people suggest to work around. but I've always just told, you know, when teaching it, telling people to put two fingers on the screen and twist your two fingers like you're turning a dial or unscrewing a dial cap.
Right.
It should do it.
Now,
By default, it should be on actions is the one you want.
Actions,
yeah.
I also find if I open my text messages and do a, I don't know what hand motion I used. I had to reply to a message with the letter C or the letter Y, and I did something where I got the drag. And then I finally got the keyboard to type the C and the Y, but I just did that by opening the message. So
that's something completely different. That's something completely different from what we're talking about.
No, but I mean, could you do what you did by opening the message?
There is another way, but it's more than just opening the message. You have to open the message, then you have to go up to the top, tap on the person's name, and it opens up some options, and I think it's in there, but I'm demoing this way because it's the
shortest way to get it done.
Right.
Okay.
Who's Dot?
No, Wendy. Let's go with Herbie, and then we'll go to Dot. Go ahead, Dot.
Oh, hi. Can you mute from the lock screen?
No, you have to open messages, go to the individual conversation with your actions rotor on with the rotor on actions
on
click
action.
Up or down until you get to hide alerts.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
And then once they're hidden, by the way, since you've made it green, you will not get alerts, the alert from that conversation on the lock screen either. The alerts are hidden. No sound, no lock screen alerts. However, your messages app, like for example, mine's in the dock. There is a little number in the upper corner of it. I think that's where it is. It'll say two unread. Well, you'll still get that. You just don't get the alerts.
Thank you. I got it.
Anybody else?
This is Marcia.
Okay, Marcia.
Last September, my daughter and son-in-law went to Italy. And I wish I had known about that then, because everybody was writing back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Exactly.
And drove me crazy. And the other day, they were coming up again. And I didn't know how to delete the whole thing.
Yeah, you can delete a conversation and at some point in the future, who knows when in the future, somebody somewhere who's a member of that group can send a message to that group, and that group is right back there on your phone. You really can't get rid of them. So this is a great way to deal with it, is hide the alert so you're not bothered by it.
And that particular message?
That particular conversation. There could be one person or a dozen people.
There was a dozen.
A conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can hide them, but I can't get rid of that whole thread.
If everyone in the group is iMessage user, you can leave the conversation. If one person is not an iMessage user, then you are stuck with it. You can't leave it. You can delete it, but as soon as somebody in the group sends a message, you've got it again. That's why hiding these alerts is your best remedy to that situation.
Thank you very much.
All right. I think we're ready to wrap it up.
I think we've run that one. Run its course.
Beat that dead horse. Okay. Thank you, Brad. Very useful. Okay. Back to our regularly scheduled.
Unmute you.
This is Marie.
Oh, Graham. Go ahead, Marie.
The other way, you can just go to the thread in the message thing and swipe up or down and find hide alerts. Yeah. You don't even have to go to the rotor.
Okay.
That's what I did. I didn't go to the rotor. The rotor is on actions by default.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it.
It's Mary Ellen.
Yeah, go ahead, Mary Ellen.
Has anybody else come across in your mailboxes where you have drafts that no matter what you do, they won't go away? I've had this since I had my iPhone 10, and I'm not terribly concerned about getting rid of them because they're not bothering anybody. I just was wondering if anybody else has had this kind of conundrum.
This is Pete.
Go ahead, Pete. Go ahead, Pete.
Yes, Mary Ellen, I have that problem. They sit down at the bottom of the screen most of the time, but sometimes they're up there in the top of the screen, and they're separate from your actual drafts folder. They're drafts that just don't go away. You're right.
Okay, I just, I'm not concerned about getting rid of them. It's just so weird. Yeah, I have too.
This is Sri.
Go ahead,
Sri. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you open up the drafts, double tap on the drafts in the bottom right corner, and then you can swipe left or right till you hear the close for each of those draft messages, and then they'll go away.
No, they don't. I've tried that.
This is Brad.
I'm sorry. It's Mary Ellen. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know. Try putting your finger on it, double tap, and it should open a draft. Then look in the upper left corner. There's a cancel button. And then it'll ask you, save draft or delete draft. And you say, delete draft. Boom, it's gone.
No.
Try that.
It's not. No, I've done that.
This is Ed.
Go ahead, Ed.
Sometimes if you swipe to the left and go to where it says cancel, and then it'll say delete draft. You can do it that way. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you hit the down arrow if you're on a keyboard, and it'll say delete or up. Like it's got to be there somewhere, but you have to open the draft in order to delete it.
Sorry to tell you, but that doesn't work.
This is Jerry from Vermont.
Go ahead, Jerry.
What I have found is if I hit that bottom of the screen drafts thing, it doesn't work. But if you open the folder drafts, you can open the draft and then when you hit cancel, as Brad or somebody said, Brad, I think said, it will go away. But the one at the bottom of the screen for some reason doesn't. It's the folder itself that you have to go into.
I really am not concerned about getting rid of them. It's Mary Ellen again.
What's the matter?
It's just so strange. And I'm not the only person that's had this.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck. Okay, thank you, Mary Ellen. All right, next. Anybody who hasn't had a chance, go, Dot.
Hi, is it okay if I ask Sri and Peter what app did you use to generate your voice for your demos? It sounds great. I know you did something with your voice, and it wasn't you.
All right. Does it have to do with the iPhone?
Mine does.
Yeah.
Okay, go, Pete.
I recorded my voiceover only, not my voice. I added that over on the Mac, which I can't talk about. But I recorded my voiceover track using screen recording in iOS, which is one of the control center items. If you go into settings, control center, and add the screen recording feature into your control center, then you can work it from your control center, and then it will record everything on your screen. Now, you could use your voice as well as the voiceover sounds, too. So you might want to try that.
So screen recording?
Screen recording.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay, go, Sri.
I did the same thing that Pete did.
Okay, very good. All right, next question. Somebody who hasn't had a turn, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to go.
This is Thomas in Colorado.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And I just have a comment on an app that I discovered a while back.
Go ahead.
It's called Speech Central. And it basically will read things. You don't necessarily have to have voiceover on to use it. In fact, I turn the speech off in the voiceover because it has its own voice, but it'll read news articles, fashion, sports, and it's free. And there's an option to donate for $9.99. I donated. But it's very user friendly, and it's got a lot of categories, and you can read web pages with it. It's very useful and very handy. So it's called Speech Central. I'm done speaking.
All right. So hang on, Herms. The purpose is to what? Be able to read different things? Is that what you said?
Yeah, basically, like, for example, you set up your things that you want to, like, for example, they have popular categories. So you go through those and there's news. So I clicked on news and I have like 9 different news, Fox News, ABC News. Once you double tap on the news source, then it'll start reading the headlines and you can read by swiping up and down. There's a listen now if you want to read a particular article, and it'll read the whole article to you. And then you can go back to your news feeds after you've read an article and do the next article. It's a very, like I say, very useful if people like to read news articles. And there's a lot of news articles that I've never heard on the news that are on there. So very useful app. Speech Central.
Speech Central. I think I see a demo in your future, Thomas. All right.
Okay. Was that speech?
Say your name, speech. Please.
This is Pete. Speech. Yes. Thank you. Sorry.
Each. All right. Next. Who would like to go? New question.
This is Jerry from Vermont.
Go ahead, Jerry.
How are you? Second of all, I had a weird thing happen with my watch. I updated the phone and the watch to 17.4 and it got stuck on this Rocco voice. I could not delete it. I could not change it. And it sang the death march. When I read a message, I couldn't get rid of the damn thing. I had to actually repair my watch, you know, delete the whole Magilla and start over again and start it as a new watch. I didn't want that to come back again, you know.
Okay.
It was crazy. I just wonder if anybody else had that issue with the update or I don't know. I have a watch 7, you know, the 7 issue thing. So if you haven't had it, Rocco's out there waiting.
Wow. Anybody else except for Jerry that has this weird stuff going on?
I know.
That's just you, Jerry. Okay.
All right.
Not surprised. Not surprised at all.
Neither am I.
All right. Thanks, Jerry, for the song, more importantly. Yeah. Okay. All right. Who's next? New question.
This is Kathy.
Go, Kathy.
In a comment, just when I was going to start using my Apple Watch. Now I hear this. But my question is, I know it's stupid, but...
No, there's nothing stupid. Go ahead, say it. Spit it out.
It's just it's so basic, but I've just been having problems with...
Will you spit it out?
When you do an email,
yes,
and you say you're going to put it to 2, and so you start typing the name, and then you get a list of email addresses, and you hit click on one, and it goes there. Sometimes when I tab or when I go around the screen and try and find where the message is to start making a little thing, you know, say, to start writing the message, a lot of times my message comes up in the, as a
part of the to field. Yeah.
Yeah. As part of the to field. And so then I have to figure out how to delete that, which is stupid. But I guess my problem is that I can't seem to control where the cursor is, if there is one, on the email screen.
And that is not a silly question at all. I mean, we've all encountered that. Who would like to help Kathy with that issue when addressing an email?
Yeah. I kind of have a part 2 to it.
Okay, let's do a part 1 first. Hold on. Let's do part 1. Anybody with part 1 to answer to Kathy? How to get, you know, out of the to field to the right place? It happens. It's so frustrating because you've written your whole message and then it's in the wrong place, right? So.
Yep.
Mike, fair comment?
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. What it sounds like what might be happening is when you finish with the to field, you have to make sure you're definitely in the other edit field that you want, whether that's the subject or whether that's the message. So you flick right until you get onto the subject or message, and then double tap to go into that particular edit field.
Okay, I may not be double tapping, but I go where it says the beginning of the message. Yeah, I don't know if I double tap.
You have to double tap to move it from that to field where it was in to the other field, the message field. And that way, when you type, it'll be in the message field and not in the to field.
All right. And then the part 2 question is what, Kathy?
So sometimes I screw up a message. I mean, the addresses, and maybe I have one that is bogus either because I have a typo or because it wasn't a real address. And my question is, does it send the others? Like sometimes I just don't want to fix it, you know, and it says can't send one of these your address is incorrect or whatever it says. And then it'll say send anyway. And so I hit send anyway, hoping that, say I'm sending it to 2 people and then a 3rd address is wrong. I'm hoping it'll go to the 2 people. Does it? You know, does it?
Yeah.
When it says it's, no?
Okay. Does anybody have an answer for Kathy? Will it still go even if one of the message addresses is wrong?
Pete.
Go, Pete.
Yeah, it will go, Kathy, unless it comes back after you've sent it again and it comes back and says, you know, gives you an alert bell and tells you what, you know, what else is wrong. But if it goes with that, you know, silently, then I think you're safe in assuming it went to the good addresses.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kathy. Good job. Okay. New question.
This is Ed.
Go, Ed.
Just a comment on that. If you're questioning whether the message was sent or not, just go to the sent file, open it, and if it's sent, it should be there.
Very good. Okay. Check and balance. Thank you, Ed. Okay, next. Who else?
This is Shree.
Go ahead.
I was going to talk about the cafe. There was a couple of questions that came up.
Okay.
The first question was, when you go browse on YouTube, we get the buttons on the top of the screen. The question was, can that be deleted? The answer is no. It's just something that is there when you browse when you browse on any YouTube pages. The second question was on the audio track, the one finger double tap and fold. That is a bug. I've got a ticket with YouTube. and uploading the videos. You can download an app called YouTube Studio app. That will make it a lot easier to upload. Or you can go to the create, but I'll go ahead and post the directions. As Pete said, I'll put it in our Facebook page.
Okay, thank you. All right,
This is Pete.
Go ahead.
The one other item that I know Sri and I have talked about it, and it might have been resolved for some people, but people were asking about the bell. You know, a lot of YouTubers will say, you know, if you like the video, hit the like and subscribe and hit the bell at the bottom or something. Go down there to the bottom. It's a visual thing, but it is the notifications button. And if you're subscribed to a particular channel, then you can hit that notification button, which is the bell, and it will allow you to either create notifications and set the parameters on those or turn off notifications if you're already being notified.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the iBug Buzz. Remember, you can listen anytime on the podcast page at sightintosound.org.